Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with John Germer, who is a board member of the Union Pacific Preservation Society. The Preservation Society is fundraising to get an HVAC system into the depot, and the official campaign started right after Labor Day.
We actually started the campaign right after Labor Day, and our intent is to attract some, medium to large size donors within the Marysville-Marshall County area, but also, a wider group of donors that may be available across the country, former railroad officials, and people that we've had business dealings with in the past and stuff. So it's ongoing, but the idea is to kind of capitalize on end of year giving that people might be able to do.
With everything included, the total project will cost around $500,000.
The entire project, including all the engineering drawings and all that sort of stuff, and complying with all the National Register of Historic Buildings places, preserving the historical character of the depot. The total project all in is about $500,000. And of that, we have raised and set aside in the past 9 years about $100,000. So that leaves us about $400,000 short. So that's our ultimate goal.
The Preservation Society wants to try and raise the money as soon as they can.
Well, as soon as possible. Like I say, we were trying to, capitalize on people's end-of-the-year giving so that they could enjoy the tax deductions to the 501c3. But, any gifts are welcome anytime. We've all, board directors, not all the board directors, but our campaign team has sent out emails and LinkedIn messages and snail mail letters to a lot of, what we think are potential major donors, as well as advertised it in the community so that, any gift is welcome, but like any fundraising effort, the bigger the better.
There's different ways you can donate to the Union Pacific Preservation Society's new HVAC system.
You go to the Union Pacific Facebook page, the depot Facebook page. There's a link on there. You can send it directly to, let me see here, there's a P.O. box that they have. Yeah, P.O. box 66 in Marysville. But probably the easiest way for most people is to donate directly to the Manhattan Area Community Foundation, which manages the Marysville Community Foundation, which then in turn allocates money to the depot preservation. I've got a PDF document of the invitation that I use to kind of give you some history of the depot and what our goals are and that sort of thing. And it has the website address for the Manhattan Area Foundation. And it's a direct link with a form that you can fill out, and then it just goes directly into the accounts for the HVAC project.
There was always a plan to put an HVAC system in the depot so it can be used year-round for all kinds of events.
Yeah, the issue that we have is when the depot was acquired by the city and the Preservation Society back in 2015, Union Pacific wanted to sell it, but couldn't come to terms with the city, and they were literally within hours of demolishing the building. And fortunately, some brave volunteers stepped up and the city stepped up and managed to save it. And since that time, there's just been tons of volunteer work that's been done. But as part of getting the depot from the city or from the Union Pacific, they had to remove all the asbestos and all that sort of stuff. And in the process of doing that, they removed the boiler that was in the basement. And I don't know that it ever had an air conditioning system. I think they just used window air conditioners and stuff. So this project will include, a new up-to-date furnace and all the duct work and new air conditioning systems that will sit out on the south side of the building. And so all that work has got to be done, in accordance with, the best practices for protecting the integrity of the historical character of the building. So the problem is that we can only use the depot for about 4 months out of the year because it's just too cold from, you know, basically October until May. And so we really want to make this a year-round facility, a community resource. During spring and fall months, a lot of people like to have family events and weddings, graduation receptions, and all that sort of thing there, which is great. And you know, we love hosting those types of events, but we'd really like to be able to do year-round events and, you know, host not really conventions, but like corporate meetings and that sort of stuff where people can get off-site, do some training, have a multimedia room where people can come and enjoy the facility, as well as educational facilities about the railroad and about the history of Marysville and that sort of thing. And, you know, basically the whole time the school is in session, it's too cold in the building to hold those kinds of events. And then in the summer, it gets very hot in there without air conditioning.
I would like to thank John for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.